Good morning and welcome to another Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. This is day 47. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 12. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for another day to spend in your Word. Thank you for blessing us each day with rich truth out of your Word to inform our minds and to direct our lives for your glory. We pray this, Father, that you would teach us today and continue to lead us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" so that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of much more value is a man than a sheep. So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy, like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my Spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Then a demon-oppressed man, who was blind and mute, was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the Son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid to waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. So it will be with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. That's Matthew chapter 12 in the English Standard Version, again using ESV.org to display our text for our devotional time. Jesus here is giving us such important truth in his own actions and in his words as he's setting out for us what kingdom living looks like and how we know that we are in the kingdom and part of his kingdom following the king. The first thing he does is directly address and overturn the teaching of the Sabbath and the practice of the Sabbath that was being kept by the Pharisees and the religious leaders in Jesus' day. For the Pharisees and the religious leaders of Jesus' day, Sabbath keeping was a badge of self-righteousness and of legalistic obedience. They would have very detailed sets of rules of do's and don'ts, and they would studiously seek to keep that list, but they would also bend the rules a little bit to accommodate their own desires so that they could technically be legalistically righteous while from their heart being, in fact, very selfish. Jesus does the exact opposite. He, from the heart, is being generous, kind, and compassionate to others, even as he is not keeping the do's and don'ts list that the religious leaders and Pharisees of Jesus' day came up with. We need to be very clear, Jesus is not breaking the Sabbath here. He is the Lord of the Sabbath, he is the giver of the Sabbath, and he keeps the Sabbath the way it was always intended to be kept, and that is as a gift for God's people, a day on which to worship and rest and to do good to others. So the first group that benefits from Jesus' application of the Sabbath principle are the disciples of Jesus who are hungry. And they're hungry and they're walking through a grain field and they pick heads of grain and they eat them. This is a work of necessity. It's meeting your hunger by eating what is allowed for you to eat. This was very standard practice. You could pluck off enough grain from standing grain to eat and satisfy your own hunger. So this is a work of necessity. And after this, Jesus says, this is like when David fed the hungry men who were with him, or it's like when the priests eat the showbread on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not about rule keeping. It's about mercy and compassion, and the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And then he heals a man on the Sabbath, a man who has a withered hand, to do a work of mercy, to show that it is good to have mercy on those who need mercy. So works of necessity and works of mercy are very appropriate and very much a good way to keep the Sabbath. Then Jesus teaches them, and as he's teaching them, he's fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah about Jesus. He's having compassion on those who are weak. He's having mercy on those who are struggling. And he's proclaiming the kingdom of God in words and in actions. One of those who is weak and struggling is this demon-oppressed man who's blind and mute, and Jesus heals him. Now, this wasn't a Sabbath day violation, so what are the Pharisees going to do with this? This is clearly a demonstration of the power of the kingdom of God. Well, they say, nah, it's by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that he casts out demons. But Jesus says, no. Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. No city or house divided against itself will stand. Satan's not casting out Satan. And if it's by the Spirit of God that I'm casting out demons, then you would have to acknowledge that the kingdom of God has come upon you, which is the real issue. These Pharisees, these religious leaders, they don't want to acknowledge that the kingdom of God has come upon them and that Jesus is, in fact, who he says he is, the Son of Man. Jesus uses that title over and over again of himself. The Son of Man is from Daniel chapter 7. He's the one who receives the kingdom from the Ancient of Days and who rules forever. And that's the real issue, is they do not want to acknowledge that. So they're even willing to blaspheme the Holy Spirit by calling the works of the Holy Spirit the work of demons. And that's a very serious charge. But Jesus says you can judge a tree by its fruit. And what comes out of a person is what shows you what kind of person they are. And these Pharisees and religious leaders are showing themselves to be evil people because of the evil words that are coming out of their mouths. They demand a sign then. Well, if you're going to condemn us in these ways and you're going to make such bold claims for yourself, well, what's your sign? What's your sign? Again, he's healed a man with a withered arm. He's cast out a demon that had a man deaf and mute. He's showing them the kingdom of God already, and yet they're demanding a sign. So he says, I'm just going to give you the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so I will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and then I will rise again. And then Jesus goes on to give them further teaching about how it's not good for just to be casting out demons like some of their own disciples were doing, but not actually establishing the kingdom of God, not actually acknowledging the rightful king, because you could end up in a worse place than when you started. And when Jesus' mothers and brothers come, Mary and the younger half-brothers of Jesus, including James and Jude, they come and they want to talk to him. They want to sort of talk some sense into him, because here he is stirring up all this attention and trouble. He says, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So to be a part of the kingdom of God, we have to acknowledge the king, we have to follow after him, and then we have to seek to do the works that he was doing, showing compassion to those who are struggling, meeting the needs of those who are in need, setting free those who are captive. This is what Jesus does, and what he does through us if we belong to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be our Lord and Savior and Deliverer and Healer. Oh, how we need Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, work in our lives today. Work through us by the power of your Holy Spirit to bring your kingdom, even today and even in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another time in God's Word. We'll be back again tomorrow for day 48, back in Genesis chapter 31. Have a blessed day in the Lord.